This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 24th. Brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom's budget unlikely to succeed. Democrat optimism on work rules and BLM conservation rule gets focus. LAO, state likely can't afford Newsom's budget plan. The Legislative Analyst's Office is warning lawmakers there's less than a 1 in 6 chance the state can afford Governor Newsom's 5-year spending plan. Revenues would have to be $30 billion higher than forecast to account for the deficit. If the legislature adopts the plan, quote, the state very likely will face more budget problems over the next few years, that according to the analyst. They recommend clawing back more money already allocated in the current fiscal year and rescinding any one-time spending commitments set for future budgets, among other options. Fresno resident arrested for $5 million SNAP scheme. A U.S. District Attorney's Office has charged Jorge Luis Rivera with 2 counts of fraud for SNAP benefits. Rivera funneled the benefits through his bakery, asking workers to exchange benefits for cash and accept benefits for unauthorized items. The damage added up to more than $5 million. Rivera faces up to 20 years in prison and $500,000 in fines. House GOP postpones ag appropriations amid debt talks. House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Kay Granger on Tuesday postponed scheduled action on the fiscal 24 ag spending bill and 3 other measures, citing the ongoing negotiations with the White House over the debt ceiling limit. The agriculture bill, which would fund USDA, FDA, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, has come under sharp criticism from Democrats, both for its spending cuts and because it relies heavily on funding rescissions. The Appropriations Committee had been scheduled to debate the bill today. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Scott sounding confident on work rules. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy continues to publicly press the issue of work requirements, the top Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee. But yesterday, Scott sounded significantly less concerned about the issue. I think we're going to work it out, he told AgriPulse and didn't elaborate. USDA reviewing prevent plant coverage. U.S. Department of Agriculture seeking input on a number of issues related to prevented planting insurance coverage. The Risk Management Agency will be holding a series of in-person and virtual listening sessions this summer and also will be accepting written comments. Among the issues up for review is whether prevent plant payments should be calculated based on the higher of the projected price or harvest price. RMA also is reviewing the 1-in-4 rule, which limits prevent plant coverage to acreage that was planted to a crop, insured, and harvested in at least one of the previous 4 years. In addition, RMA wants to know whether it should reinstate a 10% buy-up option for prevent plant coverage and how prevent plant payments should be calculated for contract crops. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.roboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. NRCS Chief, TSP proposal would help. The Chief of the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, Terry Cosby, says a bipartisan bill recently introduced in the Senate and House would help the department deliver conservation programs to farmers. The bill is aimed at increasing the number of technical service advisors certified by NRCS. Cosby was asked about the bill by Representative Jim Baird, the Indiana Republican, at a House Ag subcommittee hearing yesterday on conservation programs. Baird chairs the subcommittee, while co-sponsor of the bill, Abigail Spanberger, is the committee's ranking member. Cosby said NRCS has already taken several steps to increase the number of TSPs available to farmers. For one thing, NRCS now has full-time staff dedicated to helping prospective TSPs get certified. TSP certification was traditionally a side duty for field staff, Cosby said. Why does it matter? Well, a lack of technical assistance has long been a challenge for farmers wanting to use USDA conservation programs. And it could be an even bigger issue as USDA ramps up funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, for more on the House Ag hearing, as well as a look at economic challenges facing the meat and poultry industry, read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. We also look at the issue of permitting reform and why that could be critical to renewable energy projects. BLM lands proposal to be subject of House hearing. The House Natural Resources Committee will hear criticism today of a Bureau of Land Management proposal designed to increase the role of conservation in the agency's mission. The committee plans to discuss BLM's proposed rule from March that is intended to raise conservation up to be on par with other uses under the principles of multiple use and sustained yield, that according to the proposal. Numerous stakeholders have expressed concern that the Biden administration will use this rulemaking to determine currently permitted activities on BLM lands, such as grazing, energy production, and recreation, are incompatible with conservation lease or areas identified as intact landscapes, a committee memo prepared for the hearing says. Take note, witnesses invited by the Republican majority included county commissioners from Montana and Arizona and the director of the Nevada Department of Agriculture. The Democrat's sole witness, the New Mexico Commissioner of Public Lands. Well, here's today's She Said It. It's driving the price up on water, and it's going to make a veritable gold rush in the West as it relates to water. That Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Cahan on hedge funds buying up water rights. Her ban on the practice passed the Assembly this week without debate. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.